Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time to check in with Kefi now. Kefi's had another good update on its financing for the Tulu Kapi gold project in Ethiopia. Things have been moving apace there for some time now, and the money's almost all arranged. Harry Adnagnostaris Adams joins us to tell us all about the latest developments. Harry, how's the financing looking as we speak?
Well, I'm not pretending there's not a lot of work to do, but it's all, you know, the train has left the station, let's say, and there's a few people scrambling to jump on board, but pretty well everybody is already on board, and you know, hard work, but really welcome work, to be honest, in that we're, you know, the years of hard work are sort of coming to a head, and we're very happy about it.
I mean, the financing for Tulu Kapi is not particularly exotic or unusual, is it? You've got equity component, you've got a debt component, and there are sort of few details around each of those. Do you want to talk about, you know, starting with the debt component, perhaps, then we can talk about the equity in a minute?
Yeah, well, how would I put it? You know, from the point of view of classic project finance structuring for the mining industry, it's pretty classic. There's nothing weird about it in that, you know, a project financier will typically lend between 50 and 80% of a reasonable project. This particular one, they've suggested a ratio of 70%. The only unusual things about it, I suppose, compared to the average, if I can say that, it's in a jurisdiction that's doing it for the first time, so that created some unusual challenges. It's a better than average project in terms of grade recovery, the way it's designed, you know, to protect all the capital. And the only other unusual thing about it now is that it's actually kicking off at what looks like, you know, a very strong gold market. So those are the three unusual things, if you like. Hard work to get it into shape in a frontier market. But Mother Nature's bequest was very good for us in grade and so on. And we appear to be starting off in the middle of a gold boom. So they're the three unusual things, but otherwise it's classic debt finance. There's nothing weird about it in the mining industry.
So we might as well mention the actual numbers that we're talking about here. There's a $240 million debt component and $100 million in equity. You've spoken about the debt there, Harry. In terms of the equity, there's $40 million already committed, I believe, and a further $60 million to be found, let's say. But you've got offers for more than that. So tell us how that's all shaping up.
Well, we've always made it quite clear that our preference would be to get regional players, local high net worth officers and local institutions in as much as physically possible to, you know, to provide long-term capital, very much familiar with the project and the country, rather than looking at the project and the country from a distance and not being so committed to the long term. We've succeeded with that in that we have had, you know, we've circulated to institutions and high net worths and PE groups a number of styles of equity capital, and they're listed in the RNS. We've had proposals come in which are, you know, three times what we've been looking for. So on paper, we're more than covered. But, you know, no deal's done until the deal's closed, and therefore I'm not suggesting that not a bit of back and forth and arm wrestling yet to do, but we look in pretty good shape. And as I say, the key thing is to get it covered, which I think we've done. But the other thing is to, really protect the project with local people who know their country and can help protect the project, not just see it as a distant investment, but to see it as something close to home that their heart and pocket is involved with. And that's what I've been really spending a decade in Ethiopia doing, and I'm pleased to see it coming together. We've been lucky in one sense, Alistair. It's a bit of a gold rush in Ethiopia, and the country has gone from 5 tons a year of gold out exports to over 30, and it's all in the artisanal sector, which is remarkable. The Reserve Bank and local entrepreneurs have made that happen, but gold is on everybody's lips, and just at the time when we're bidding this down, so that's been pretty good for us, I think.
I mean, one striking number in your release, which isn't perhaps strictly speaking new, but it always makes for interesting viewing, was the all-in sustaining cost figure, which you gave once again at between $1,000 an ounce, and I think it was between $1,000 and 1,150. I think you were forecasting. Perhaps you can correct me if I've got that wrong. But in any case, with gold hitting a record high today, the margins are going to be immense, and the returns that you guys are likely to be able to deliver are very significant.
Well, yes, the all-in sustaining cost moves a bit with the gold price because we include within that all our royalties as well. And obviously, the higher the gold price, the bigger the royalty. But it's, how would I call it, conventional open pit mining with a high grade. And therefore, the all-in sustaining cost is, if you stripped out the royalty, the all-in sustaining cost would be under $1,000, and but because of the royalty now, with gold being where it is, it's 1,000 to 1,100-ish, and I mean, really, grade makes a mine, and I don't want this to be in any way a negative interpretation of what I'm about to say, but a really tough mine needs extremely tight management. A high-grade mine with high recoveries. I'm not saying we're not tight management, but it's a very forgiving situation, and that's a wonderful baseline to be in, And I think that personally, I'm a bit of a gold bull. But putting that aside, I think it's fantastic to have one of Africa's best two or three gold mine projects under control and to be in the position where we're launching it. So I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, as you say, it's a great market to be developing a gold mine in. So perhaps to sort of close us out, Harry, you could just provide some quick confirmation of when you expect to close the financing and when you expect to begin sort of full development at Tulu Kapi.
Yes, well, the order of the day is I'm called the cattle prodder at the moment because the order of the day is to basically prod everybody on their tasks. I'm in Ethiopia at the moment and wrapping up the work here this week and next. And then the bankers and the lawyers of the bankers, we all bed down in a big room and we belt each other up until everything's sorted and we can sign in London. So, it's all hands on deck. No one's doing this to muck around. Everyone wants to get on with it. And we've got schedules for daily performance of different people in the team and a lot of people to coordinate, but it's all been scheduled and it's all on, and we'd be planning to have executed the documentation all round by the end of the month. And then trigger the launch so that it proceeds in the following month. So that's the game.
Exciting stuff. Well, we look forward to that happening before the end of the month or at the end of the month. And we look forward to checking in with you again when it has actually happened, Harry. So good luck with it, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Alistair. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.